而是好的无花果，什么是坏坏的不可吃的无花果。
Let's see what are the good figs and what are those bad figs, rotten to the core.
我想后面这段话是特别讲到那好的极好的那个无花果。
Now the following passage speaks especially about the good, extremely good figs.
第四节，耶和华的话临到我说，耶和华以色列的神如此说，被掳去的犹大人就是我打发离开这地到迦勒地人子地去的，我必看顾他们如这毫无花果，使他们的好处，使他们的好处，我要眷顾他们，使他们的好处，两次提到的好处，领他们归回之地，我也要建立他们，必不撤毁，栽植他们，并不拔出。
We just read verses 4, 5, 6, and twice here it says, God will set his eyes on them for good, for good. It's been said twice.
第七节
Verse 7.
我要使他们认识我的心，知道我是耶和华，他们要做我的子民，我要做他们的神，因为他们要一心的归向我。哎呀，这就是他们要得的好处。
And this is the good that they will obtain from the Lord.
这里弟兄姊妹，你特别看到这句话，就是我打发离开这地到迦勒地去的。
Now, brothers and sisters, note here, the Lord says, it is I who has sent them away to the Chaldeans.
后面若是你接看下去读下去，耶和华说是我把他们交出来的。
And if you continue to read the following passage, the Lord God says, it is I who delivered them up.
我们看他们不是被巴比伦，你不是亚尼撒王被掳去的吗？
Wouldn't we say that, weren't they captured by the Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon?
但是我们知道巴比伦王也不过是耶和华的仆人。
But we know that Nebuchadnezzar is just one of the servants of the Lord.
他也不过是遵守神的命令。
He only obeyed God's commandment.
遵守神的吩咐。
According to God's bidding.
而把这些百姓掳去的。
So he captured all the Jewish people.
我们看见这里神的主权。
And here we see the Lord's sovereignty.
神的权柄。
God's power, authority.
神允许巴比伦把他们掳去是为着他们的好处。
God allowed them to be captured by the Nebuchadnezzar is for their good.
而这些百姓也真是顺服神的那个带领。
And all these people obey God's leading also.
他们就到了巴比伦。
So they went to Babylon.
但是我们知道当时我的历史还有很多一部分的人他们逃到埃及去了。
But in the history in those days we know a lot of people went down to Egypt.
并且还有些还是留在耶路撒冷。
And some of them stayed in Jerusalem.
他们没有顺服神。
They did not obey God.
弟兄姊妹，这对我们今天神儿女来讲是一个非常好的一个教导教训。
Now, brothers and sisters, to us as children of God, this is a wonderful teaching.
是的，带到巴比伦是被掳。
Yes, they went to Babylon being captured.
是一件苦事。
It's a very bad thing for them.
人看起来这是个祸。
When people look at them, they say, this is such a disaster.
是件坏的事。
It's an evil thing.
但是当他们顺服神的带领。
But when they obey God's leading.
我们看见他们得到无限的好处。
Then we see that they have instead received such wonderful blessings.
我们也要顺服神今天的带领。
Today, we also need to obey God's leading.
不管你看来这是坏的。
Whether things are bad or good.
你看来这是祸。
Whether they are evil.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
都是在神的掌管的底下。
Everything is under the control of God.
让我们一个顺服的心，刚刚的那一首诗歌所说的，让我们一个顺服神的带领。
Let's have this obedient heart, just as the hymn just said, let's obey His leading.
把我们自己交给神。
Give ourselves to Him.
我们就成为一个极好极好的无花果。
Then we will become this extremely good fig.
好，我们再来念几处新约的圣经。
Now we will read a few more.Passages in New Testament, please.
我们看罗马书
Romans
第六章
Chapter 6.
我们来看第十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
这样你们向着罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。第十二节。
Verse 12.
所以不要用罪在你们必死的身上作王，是你们顺从身子的私欲。十三节。
Verse 13.
也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器皿，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，将自己献给神，并将肢体作义的器皿献给神。这里两次提到献给神，献给神，把自己献给神，把你的肢体作义的器皿献给神。
In verse 13, twice the verse says that present yourself to God, first, yourself to God, and the second, your members as instruments of righteousness to God. To God.
这里是讲到奉献。
Here he speaks of consecration.
这里奉献就是讲把你的肢体献给神。
It tells us that present yourself to him.
好，我们再来看《使徒行传》，看两处。
And now we'll read two passages in Acts.
第九章。
Chapter 9,
我想这就是我今天的题目。
And our theme comes from here, chapter 9.
神所拣选的器皿。
God's chosen vessels.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
我们看第十三节。
Verse 13.
亚拿尼亚回答说，主啊，我听见许多人说，这人就指着扫罗保罗，这人怎样在耶路撒冷多多的苦害你的圣徒，并且他在这里又从祭司长得来的权柄捆绑一切求告你名的人。
14, verse 15。
主对亚纳尼亚说，你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿，他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人、君王并以色列人面前宣告我的名，宣告我的名，这是我拣选他做什么？宣告我的名。
Why did God choose Paul as his chosen vessel to bear his name?
22章。
Chapter
22. 第十四节。
Verse 14.
还是亚纳尼亚讲的话。
Again, this is said by Ananias.
这是保罗在这里做见证。
And here Paul bore another witness.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
他就是说亚纳尼亚。
He means Ananias.
亚纳尼亚又说，我们祖宗的神拣选了你，叫你明白他的旨意，有得见那义者，那个义者就指着主耶稣基督。
The just one, here it says, it is Jesus Christ.
听他口中所出的声音，因为你要将所看见的、所听见的对着万人为他做见证，为他做见证，传扬他的名，其实一件事。
To be his witness to all men means also means to proclaim him.
现在你为什么单言呢？起来求告他的名。
Verse 16.
受洗，洗去你的罪。好，我想我们还是最后看一段经文吧，它很熟的一段经文，以弗所书第四章。
Lastly, we will read a very familiar passage in Ephesians chapter 4.
那就是神对这个主对保罗讲的，要你明白神的那个旨意，到底神的旨意是什么。
Now the Lord said this to Paul so that he could understand exactly what God's will is.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
十一节。
Verse 11.
他所侍的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。第十二节。
Verse 12.
为要成全圣徒，固定其者，建立基督的身体。 我想这里的成全啊，是指着要我们长大，要我们成熟，要我们改变，要我们更新。
For the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, here he says that we could grow but to mature, to be renewed, to be transformed.
为要成全圣徒，让他们长大成熟，做什么
？So they could mature, become mature for what?
恭敬其职。
So that they could do whatever the ministry is being given to them.
来建立基督的身体。
For the work of ministry.To edify for the edifying of the body of Christ.
所以这里讲到长大成熟来建立基督的身体。
So here we see that you need to become mature to grow up to build up the body of Christ.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。啊，这里又讲到长大成人。
In verse 13, again we read that we need to grow up to mature.
第十四节
Verse 14.
是我们不再做小孩子，当然不再做小孩子，就是叫我们要长大成人，对不对？
So、
长大成人你就不是小孩子了。
So that we should no longer be children. Again, that you, only after you have grown up, you become mature, then you're no longer children.
中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切的异教之风摇动，飘来飘去。就随从各样的异端。第十五节
Verse 15,
为用爱心说诚实话，在爱里面持守真理。凡事长进，这里又讲到长大，连于元首基督，就是长大长进到元首基督的里面。
Verse 15, speaking the truth in love, and again, grow up in all things into Jesus Christ the head.
十六节
Verse 16.
全身都靠他联络的合适，百计各按各职，照着各体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长。这里又讲到增长。
Again, for the growth of the body,
在爱中建立自己。
For the edifying of yourself in love.
所以整个第六这个六节的圣经都讲到长大，讲到建造，建造长大，长大建造，建造长大。
Therefore, all these six verses speak of the fact that you need to grow up, to build up again, to mature.
没有长大就没有建造。
Without maturation, there would be no building up.
没有建造是因为没有长大。
And the reason there is no building up is because you haven't grown up.
低头祷告。
Your head bowed, please, let's pray.
主啊，求你再次的怜悯我们。
Lord, may you once again show your mercy to us.
赐福给我们。
Bless us.
用怜光照我们。
And shine your face upon us.
愿你今天来到我们的中间。
May you come today in our midst.
你的荣耀向我们显现。
Reveal your glory to us.
开我们里面的眼睛。
Open our inner eyes.
看见你的荣美。
So that we could see your beauty.
也看见你的宝座。
So that we could see your throne.
主啊，愿你恩待你自己的仆人，怜悯他。
Oh Lord, may you be gracious to your servant, have mercy on him.
让他有智慧。
Give him wisdom.
有能力。
Power.
有恩典。
Grace.
有权柄。
And authority.
来传扬你。
In order to proclaim you.
能够用各样的教训。
With all instructions.
能够教导个人，劝诫个人。
To admonish and to teach us all.
能够把个人在基督里面完完全全的能够引到神的跟前。
So in Christ, he could bring individual to come before God's throne.
你的仆人就照着你在他心里面运行的大能大力，让他能够尽心尽力。
According to the effective working that's in his heart, Lord, give him the power to strive for this.
让他所讲的话能够讲得清楚。
So he can make the words clearly to us.
让住在底下的都能够听得懂，听得明白。
So that everyone sitting here could understand, could comprehend it.
主，我在恳求主怜悯我们。
Oh Lord, we plead with you to have mercy on us.
讲的听的，我们都在这里向你张口。
So that those of us who speak and who hear will open wide our mouth to you.
都在这里向你伸手。
All together we stretch our hand to you.
我们知道我们所有的前缘 都在你的里面。
We know all our fountains are in you.
主，我们仰望你。
Lord, we lift up our hearts to you.
我们等候你。
We wait for you.
愿你与你的百姓同在。
May you be with your people.
使着我们的敬拜和赞美能够满足你的心。
Through our worship and praise, that your heart will be satisfied.
你能够向我们施恩。
That you will be gracious to us.
从开始到末了，你在这里掌权。
From the beginning to the very end, you will reign here.
你的灵在这里也能够自由运行，释放应当释放的。
And your spirit will move freely. You will release whatever needs to be released.
让你生命的道能够种在我们的心田里面。
So that your word of life will be implanted in our hearts.
能够往下扎根，往上那个结果。
That it will take root downward and bear fruit upward.
给你仆人有个信心。
Give your servant this faith.
知道你的话不会突然返回。
Knowing that your word will never return in vain.
不让这些话被撒旦挪去。
So that these words will not be taken away by Satan.
捆绑应当捆绑的。
Bind that which is needed to be bound.
释放应当释放的。
And release what that's to be released.
求主听孩子的祷告。
O Lord, hear your child's prayer.
我们这样仰望等候神耶稣基督的名。
We hope in you and wait for you in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我想弟兄姊妹，我以上有三次给弟兄们讲到交通道啊，我们都是神所耕种的田地啊，是建造的房屋。
Brothers and sisters, I have shared with you three times regarding we are the field of God, we're His house.
我想今天虽然题目换了。
Although today I have changed the title,
实在来说，还是为着这个上一次的题目，我还是有点补充。
But truthfully speaking, this is actually some more following up of what I shared with you in the past sessions.
我们刚刚弟兄给我们念的以赛亚书第六十章。
Now Isaiah 60, our brother just read to us.
我想我用一点时间，有点解释。
I would like to spend some time on explaining them.
这个写这段话的那个背景。
The very background for this verse to be written then.
我们知道以赛亚书前一段一直到三十九章，我们都是神的责备、神的警戒、神的审判讲到。
We know the first 39 chapters of Isaiah are all about God's admonition, God's warning, and God's punishment.
我想后面二十七章我们都知道是重在神的安慰、神的劝勉、神的恩惠。
But the following 27 chapters emphasize on God's comfort, God's admonition, and God's encouragement.
所以六十章这段话是神对着神以色列百姓的一个安慰，一个劝勉。
Therefore, chapter 60 is God's encouragement and admonition to all the Jews.
我们都知道以色列的那个民族是神特别拣选的。
We know Israel as a race is especially chosen by God.
拣选他们成为神的一个器皿。
God has chosen them to be God's vessel.
神要使着这以色列的百姓彰显他的荣耀。
And God wants to reveal His glory to all through this Israelite.
成为他的见证。
They should become His witnesses.
成为他的仆人。
Become His servants.
能够将神的荣耀、神的名能够传扬在万民万国中。
So God's glory, His name could be proclaimed among all.
这是神拣选他的目的。
And this is the reason why God chose Israelites.
所以诗篇135篇在那里很清楚地讲到。
So in Psalm 135,
耶和华拣选了雅各归自己，拣选以色列，他做自己的子民。
We read it clearly that God has chosen Jacob as His servant, Israel as His own possession.
以赛亚书第43章也有段话。
And also Isaiah 43.
那称为我名下的民。
He who is called by my name,
是为我荣耀创造的。
Whom I created for my glory,
是我造成的，是我造作的。
Whom I have formed, whom I have made.
底下他怎么讲？
And what did
耶和华说：“你们是我的见证，是我所拣选的仆人。”
The Lord God declares that you are my witnesses, and I have chosen you as servants.
以赛亚四十一章你也看到。
And even in Isaiah 41, we read,
他说唯有你以色列是我的仆人雅各是我所拣选的。
Only you Israel is my servant Jacob I have chosen.
我的朋友亚伯拉罕的后裔。
The descendant of my friend Abraham.
我从地极把你们招来领来。
I have called you from the end of the earth.
我拣选了你们。
I've chosen you.
我并不 撇弃你们。
I will never forsake you.
这个意思说，神在他们身上有一个命定的旨意。
This is saying God has a predestined command in them.
要让他们成为神那个器皿。
So that they will become God's chosen vessels.
若是你去看耶利米十八章，就看得更清楚。
And if you read Jeremiah 18, you could see this even more clearly.
这里耶和华对着耶利米说：“你去到那个窑匠那里去。”
Here the Lord says to Jeremiah, "Go to the potter."
我要跟你说话。
And I will speak to you then.
他就去到了那个窑匠那里。
Therefore Jeremiah went to the potter.
他看见个窑匠在那里转人，在那里制造器皿。
He saw the potter working at will.
这个泥巴在窑匠的手中。
And this clay was in the potter's hand.
他要怎么做，他就怎么做。
And the potter would do whatever pleases him.
他把这个泥巴做器皿做坏了。
If he ruined the clay of the vessel,
他又重新做一个器皿。
Then he would make it into another vessel.
他喜欢怎么做，他就怎么做。
Whatever pleased the potter, then he did.
所以耶和华神是说这个。这个意象对耶利米讲，以色列人在我手中就像泥巴一样，在窑匠的手中一样，我要怎么做我就怎么做。
Through this vision God spoke to Jeremiah saying that as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand.
神要他们在窑匠的手中造成一个有用的器皿，宝贝的器皿，能够成长他的荣耀，彰显他的荣耀，成为他的见证。
And God wants them to become useful and honorable vessels to reveal, to proclaim God's glory.
但是我们都知道，整个以色列的百姓完全失败了。
But we know that all the Israelites totally failed.
他们一点都没有见证神的荣耀。
None of them had any witnesses of the glory of God.
他们根本没有传扬耶和华的名。
They did not proclaim the Lord's name at all.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
神已经说了，我拣选了你们，并不撇弃你们。
God has said that I've chosen you, I will never forsake you.
我既拣选了你，我的拣选恩召是不会后悔的。
Since I've chosen you, my calling and my blessing are irrevocable.
最终我要成就我的旨意。
In the end, I will bring it to pass my will.
所以我们刚刚看见以赛亚书的六十章这段话。
Therefore, as we read Isaiah 60,
你们起来发光吧。
Arise, shine.
因为光已经来到你们中间。
For the light has come.
耶和华的荣耀要显现照耀你们。
For the glory of the Lord is risen upon you.
黑暗遍满全地。
For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth.
黑暗遍满了万民。
The deep darkness, the people.
但是耶和华要显现照耀你们，他的荣耀要显在你们的身上。
But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen in you.
二十一节
Verses
他说
21,
你们的居民都要成为义人。
All your people shall become bright.
你们要永远这地为业。
You shall inherit the land forever.
你们是我手中的，所种的栽子，是我手中的工种。
The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I will be glorified.
我要建造你们，不再摧毁。
I will build you up, and no longer I will destroy you.
我们要栽种你，不再拔出。
I will plant you, not plucking you up.
我要赐给你们一个认识我的那一个心。
I will give you the heart that you could know me.
知道我是耶和华。
Knowing that I am the Lord.
你们要做我的子民，我要做你们的神。
You'll be my people, and I will be your God.
耶和华要按定期速成这事。
The Lord will hasten it in its time.
神有他的时间。
God has his own timing.
他一定要成就他的旨意。
And for sure, he will accomplish his will.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
若是你去看以赛亚书第37章。
If you read Isaiah 37,
讲得更清楚了。
It's been said even more clearly.
在犹大家必有逃脱余剩的。
There will be those who have escaped from the house of Judah.
他们要往下扎根，往上。
They will take root downward. Bear a fruit upward, and there will be survivors. There will be remnants from house of Judah and from Mount Zion.
耶和华的热心必定成就这事。
And the zeal of the Lord will bring it to pass.
耶和华的热心必定成就这事。
The zeal of the Lord will bring it to pass.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你看见整个以赛亚后面的这一段话，看见神要这样怜悯他们，神这样要拯救他们，神这样使他们回转归向耶和华，他们还是要成为耶和华荣耀的发表。
So in the second part of Isaiah, you can see how the Lord will be gracious to them. bring them back and again build them up so they could become the manifestation of the Lord.
耶和华说，我要建造你们，不再毁坏。
So the Lord said, I will build you up, no longer will I destroy you.
我要栽种你们，不再拔除。
I will plant you, no longer will I pluck you up.
虽然在以色列百姓整个的事中间，我们看见神怎么毁坏他们，神怎么拆毁他们，神怎么倾倒他们，神怎么苦害他们，神怎么拔除他们。
Even though we could see throughout the Israelite history, we see how God plucked them up, break them down, overthrow them, destroy them, or even harass them.
为什么？
Why?
为了要建造，为了要栽种。
In order to build them up, to plant them.
为了神的荣耀要显在他们的身上。
So that God's glory could be revealed in them.
我们知道这个预言。
And we know this prophecy.
还不是指着他们七十年以后回来。
It's not about the returning from their captivity.
他们重新建造圣殿，重新建造圣城。
Or building up the new Jerusalem and new city.
我们知道没有多少时间，神又把他们拆毁了，神又他们把他们拔出了，神又苦害他们。
We know very soon after that, God plucked them up, destroyed them, harassed them again.
这是一个暂时的复兴而已。
We know this is a temporary revival.
我想整个预言的应验，在弥赛亚的国降临的时候，弥赛亚再来的时候，雅各家全家。
The real fulfillment of this prophecy is at the millennium when the whole household of Israel will be saved.
到那时候他们自小的属要加增千倍，他们微小的国要变成强盛的国。
On that day, the little one will become thousands, a weak one will become strong nation.
他们要永远的地为业，永远的这个地。
Forever they will inherit the land. Forever.
不再拔出，不再毁坏。
No longer will they be plucked up or be destroyed.
一直到永远。
Forever and ever.
神的热心一定会成就这事。
And God's zeal will bring it to pass.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
现在神把他们放在一边。
For the time being, God has placed them on the side.
神拣选了我们。
And God has chosen us.
我们代替了以色列百姓。
We have replaced the Israelites.
暂时代替了他们。
Temporarily.
这个罗马书讲得很清楚，以信为本的就是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
In Romans, we read it clearly that he is of faith, are the descendants of Abraham.
加拉太书第三章最后的一节。
In Galatians chapter 3, the last verse.
凡是属基督的，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是凭着应许承受产业的。
He who belongs to Christ is a descendant of Abraham and will inherit the inheritance by promise.
我们都是属基督的。
So we all belong to Christ.
我们是真以色列人。
So we are true Israelites.
我们是真受割礼的。
And we are truly those of the circumcision.
我们是真的亚伯拉罕的后裔。
We are truly the descendants of Abraham.
神今天拣选我们做什么？
Why God has elected us today?
他这么对保罗讲的。
What did God say?
你是我拣选的器皿。
You're my chosen
vessel. 我要叫你在外邦君王以色列中传扬。
You will bear my name before the Gentiles, the kings, among the children of Israel.
你是我祖宗所拣选的器皿。
You are the chosen vessel of the forefathers.
我要叫你明白神的旨意。
I will make you understand the will of God.
叫你得以见到哪一位义者。
And see the righteous one.
听见他口中的声音。
Hear the voice of
God. 要将你所看见的，所听见的。对着万人为我做见证。
You will be my witness to all men of what you have heard and what you have seen.
为什么单言？
Why are you waiting?
起来。
Arise.
求告主的名，受洗，把你的罪除去。
Be baptized and wash away your sins and call on the name of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这不但是对着保罗来讲，是神拣选的器皿。
Brother and sister, not only did God say to Paul that he is God's chosen vessel,
不但是拣选保罗来给万民做见证。
Not only did God choose Paul to bear his name,
不但是拣选保罗来明白神的旨意。
Not only did God choose Paul to understand his will,
今天神拣选你，
but today God has chosen you and me.
都是为着这个目的。
And it's all for the same purpose.
这是神救赎我们最重要达到的目的。
And this is the ultimate goal of God's redemption.
弟兄姊妹。要为神做见证。
Beloved, be witnesses for the Lord.
圣灵降临在你们身上。
When the Holy Spirit had come upon you,
你们就这种能力。
You will receive the power.
要从耶路撒冷、犹大、撒玛利亚一直到地界，做我的见证。
You will be the witnesses to me from Judea, from Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria to until the end of the earth.
这个 NIV 的翻译，我觉得还不是那么好。
NIV's translation, I don't think it's that quite proper.
你要做我的见证。
It says that you have to be my witness.
Be my witness.
Be my witness.
但是 King James Version 翻译的有一些不一样。
But a King James Version is a little bit
you
different.
You shall be witness up to me.
You shall be the witnesses to me.
有一些不一样。
There is a
difference. 这个见证是没有时间的限制。
This witnessing should not be limited by time and space.
这个见证没有空间的限制。
This witnessing should not be limited by space.
你不是光做见证，你是一个见证人。
You're not simply bearing a testimony, but you are a witness.
正如主耶稣说，你们是世上的光，你们是世上的盐。
Just as the Lord Jesus says that you are the light of the world, salt of the world.
今天比如说你在AT&T 做一个员工。
For example, today if you're employed at AT&T,
你可能八个小时、十个小时你在 AT&T 做事。
Maybe you work for AT&T for 8 or 10 hours a day.
在这个时间中间。
During this period of time.
在这个范围之内。
In this atmosphere,
你所讲的话，你所做的事，你所想的，都是同 AT&T 有关的。
In this confinement, whether you speak, you think, you do, it is all related to AT&T.
但是过了这个八个小时、十个小时以后，你离开这个公司呢
？Now, after 8 or 10 hours, after you leave the company,
我想这个时间就是你自己的了。
And I suppose this time now belongs to you.
你同 AT&T 没什么关系。
And you have not much to do.
你可以讲你要讲的话，你可以做你要做的事，你可以去你要去的地方。
You can speak, you can do, you can go to wherever it pleases you.
弟兄姊妹，我们这个见证人不是这个。
But brother and sister, this is not so.
不是我们礼拜天来到教会，我们来做一个见证。
It's not that on Sunday you come to the church and you bear some witnessing.
不是的。
No.
今天你在家里也好。
Today, whether you're at home.
今天你在学校里也好。
Be it at school.
今天你在公司里也好。
Be it at your company.
甚至你今天到哪个地方去旅游了。
Or be wherever you might take vacation.
你到台湾也好。
To Taiwan.
你到大陆也好。
To China.
你不要忘掉，你是一个见证。
Don't you forget this.
到哪里哪一个时间没有时间限制，没有空间限制，你是一个见证人。
Without
不要忘掉这一点。
Without the limitation of space and time, don't forget this fact that you are a witness.
这个见证还不是光是叫你用嘴来讲的。
It's not simply saying that you testify with your mouth.
这个见证是叫人看见的。
But instead, your witnessing should be seen by people.
什么叫神拣选的器皿？
What is it? What is meant to be God's chosen vessel?
这个器皿有一些诗歌说，你们是透明的器皿。
As our hymn book says, that you are a transparent medium.
这个透明的器皿就是把基督那个从你身上那个彰显出来、活出来的。刚刚诗歌说，从我活出你的。
It simply means that Jesus Christ could live out from you and you could manifest him.
不是叫人听见基督，还要叫人看见基督的美的性情，神的性情，基督的样式，在你我的身上能够发表出来，彰显出来。
Not only could people hear Christ from you, but also they could see the beauty, the attributes of Jesus Christ all flowing from you.
彼得前书第二章，彼得怎么讲的
？In First Peter chapter two, what does Peter say?
彼得说：“唯有你们是神拣选的族类，
You're、
君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国民，是属神的儿女。
You are a chosen race, you are a royal priesthood, you are a holy nation, a people for God's own possession.
好叫你们传扬那召你们出黑暗若奇妙光明者的美德。”
To proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
这里讲的宣扬，宣扬我们常常会想到用口在哪里讲。
The verse says to proclaim, and we often think that is saying with your mouth.
其实这个字范围很大的。
But actually, this word encompasses a lot.
我看其他版本，它翻译是 show forth， 这个表现出来。
If you read our versions, then they might say that to show forth, to display.
有些版本是翻译 display， 就是把它展览出来。
Other versions would say display,
spread out. 叫人看的。
So for people to see.
就像一个展览会一样。
Like in an exhibition.
你去参加这个展览会，不但有人在那里讲解那一些产品，新的产品。
If you go to a certain exhibition, then not only would the people be explaining to you about this product,
你能够听见。
So that you could hear.
而且更重要的，你是看见了这些东西。
But more importantly, you actually see all those objects.
这是最重要的。
And this is the most important one.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Beloved.
这是叫见证。
This is called being a witness.
保罗拣选。主耶稣拣选我们的复活的主拣选保罗是为着这个原因。
And our risen Lord chose Paul for this very purpose.
要让神的那个荣耀，神的那个美的性情，能够从保罗身上能够彰显，成为见证。
So God's glory, beauty, attributes could be flowing out from Paul being his witness.
但是这还不是最终的目的。
However, this is not his final goal.
神绝对不是要我们是做个人来彰显基督。
God does not want us to exhibit Christ only in
the world. 今天我们个人不管你这样的属灵，你没办法把基督的那个永美、基督那个丰盛从你的身上能够完全彰显。
No matter how spiritual you might be individually, but still you cannot fully display all the beauty, the fullness of Christ.
必须写作每一个地方的教会。
This can only be done through every church in earth.
所以在这里有句话说，要你明白神的旨意。
Therefore, the verse says that you will understand His will.
这是何等的重要。
Oh, how important this is.
主耶稣要他明白他的旨意。
The Lord Jesus wanted Paul to understand His will.
我想神的旨意只有一个旨意，神的工作只有一个工作。我记得我上三次，我第一次就讲到这一方面。
Now, and I believe I in the first session I mentioned this: God's will, God's work. There is only one.
神只有一个旨意是为着教会，基督和教会。
And He has only one will, that is for the Christ and His church.
神只有一个工作是为着基督和他的教会。
And God only has one work, and that is for the church and for Christ.
没有教会，好像基督不那么完全一样。
As though that without the church, the Christ simply is not complete.
因为教会是他的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
你就看到当启示录一打开的时候，我们先看见是七个金灯台，对不对？
When you read Revelation, the first thing you understand is the seven golden lampstands, right?
人子在七个金灯台中间行走。
The Son of Man moved about.
先看见七个金灯台，然后看见基督在其中行走。你得看到教会的重要。
First you see the seven golden lampstands, and then you see Jesus Christ moving in their midst. So you see how important this church is.
今天神的荣耀是彰显在教会中间。
Today God's glory can only be seen among the churches.
在我们身上的彰显是非常有限的。
Revealing of His glory from us is quite limited.
神的荣耀彰显在教会中，他在教会中并在基督里要得到荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。
God's glory will be revealed among the church. That's why God will be glorified by Jesus Christ in the church forever and ever.
弟兄姊妹，你想到但以理在被掳在巴比伦。
Brothers and sisters, you know Daniel was taken captive in Babylon.
我想在但以理身上，我们看见神的荣耀。
And in Daniel, we could see God's glory.
在但以理身上，我们看见他是何等的忠心，何等的爱主。
In Daniel, we could see how faithful he was and how he loved the Lord.
他是何等的圣洁，何等的属灵。
How holy and spiritual he was.
但是我告诉你，神的荣耀绝对不会回到但以理。
But let me tell you this: God's glory will never return to Daniel.
就是在巴比伦兴起更多的但以理一样的。生出来。
Even God could raise up more saints like
him. 神的荣耀也不会回到他们中间。
God's glory would never return to them.
你去看以西结书第四十三章。
As you read Ezekiel chapter 34.
以西结看到异象。
Ezekiel saw the.
他看见神的荣耀从东门进来。
He saw God's glory coming by way of the gate facing the east.
那就是圣殿的洞门进来。
And that is the holy temple is the east.
神的荣耀充满了圣殿。
And God's glory filled all the holy temple.
当圣殿照着神的规定被建造起来的时候。
When the holy temple was built according to God's commandments.
神的荣耀曾经离开圣殿，现在又回到这个圣殿里面。
At one time God's glory had left it there, but now again it returns.
弟兄姐妹看见吗？神的荣耀只回到圣殿，回到教会中。
Brother and sister, do you know that God's glory can only return to the holy temple, to the church?
哎呀，这是何等的重要！
And how crucial
this is. 所以你就看到教会的建造，有一个教会没有建造起来，怎么能够彰显神的荣耀？
So you see that without the building of the church, how could God's glory be manifested?
我们刚刚看见这个以弗所书第四章，这里讲到建造，讲到长大，长大建造，建造长，只有一个长大起来的教会才能够彰显神的荣耀。
In Ephesians chapter 4, we see the growing up, the building up, the building up, the growing up again. Only when church is fully grown can it exhibit God's glory.
今天教会有多少的建造？
How much of the building of the church?
神的儿女有多少的更新？有多少的变化？
How much of the transformation and renewing of God's people?
有多少的长大？有多少的成熟？
How much maturation? How much growing up among
people? 就有多少教会的建造？就有多少教会的见证，教会的实际。
Then the reality, the witnessing of the church will be so accordingly.
少有建造，少有成长，就少有见证，少有那个教会的实际。
Now with less maturation, less growing up, then there will be less accordingly of the witnessing and of the reality.
长大和建造是等同的。
So growing up and building up, they are
一定的一个规律。
This is a definite rule of each other, complementing each other.
神所建造的教会，我上次讲了，不能用砖头建造的，天然，我们的老旧的天然。
As I mentioned last time,
天性来建造不行。
The church can never be built by bricks. That is our human natural life.
神的荣耀绝对不彰显在一个人造的教会中间。
God's glory can never be manifested in a naturally made church.
弟兄姊妹，有一句话非常重要，在帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第一节。
Brother and sister, there is this one very crucial statement in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 1.
可能你念了好多遍，你没有什么感觉。
Maybe you have read it several times, but it never has any feeling to you.
但是这句话太重要，太重要，太重要。
But this is extremely important and pivotal.
保罗怎么讲的？
How did Paul say?
他说保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦。
Paul, Silvanus and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦是一个地方的名字，不是一个教会的名字。
The Church of Thessalonians it speaks of a locality. It's not the name of the church.
是一个城市的名字。
It's the name of the city.
保罗说：“我从希拉、从提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦。”后面这句话太重要了。
Now, so Paul said, "I and Silas and Timothy wrote this letter to you." What he says coming up is so important.
写信给帖撒罗尼迦，在父神和耶稣基督都里的教会。
To the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and our Lord Christ Jesus.
我再念一遍，保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦，在父神和耶稣基督里的教会。这个教会是在基督和父神里的教会，这是教会。
Now let me read it again to you. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In God the Father.
凡是不在三一神里面的就不是教会。
Any church that is not in the triune God, then it's not a church.
我在讲教会就是基督的成分，基督的性质，是基督的内容，基督的生命，这是教会。所有这以外的都不是教会。
Let me say it again. The church is simply the contents, the ingredients, the nature of Christ. Anything apart from this is not the church.
不管你教会有多活泼，不管你教会有多兴旺，不管你教会有多大，人数有多多。
No matter how lively, how prosperous, or how great, big the church might be.
不管你里面的节目有多多，活动有多多。
No matter how many programs or activities in my house,
在主耶稣基督以外的，在父神以外的，在圣灵工作以外的，都不是教会。
Apart from God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, apart from the work of the Holy Spirit, is not the church.
有一天都要震动挪开。
One day it will be all be shaken, moved away.
有一天都要被火焚烧。
One day they will all be burned by fire.
就是草木和谐的。
Oh, this is all the grass, hay, and stubble.
不能建造教会，就金银宝石的神三一神的性情性格才能够建造这个教会。
None of this can build up the church. Only the attributes of the triune God, gold and silver, could build up the church.
弟兄姊妹，那怎么能够教会被建造起来呢？
So, brothers and sisters, how can the church be built up?
我们都要长大。
We all need to grow up in
the church.
To be renewed, to be transformed.
这是何等的重要。
And how important this is.
我想我是上次给弟兄们讲到了哥林多的教会。
Let me share that with you on the Corinthian church.
哥林多的教会，他们连这个长大的心智都没有。
The Corinthian church didn't even have the mindset to grow up.
所以首先你要有一个心智，哥林多前书第十四章保罗讲的，你们在心智上不要做小孩，在这个恶事上要做。
Therefore, Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 that you need to have this mindset to grow up. Therefore, do not be children in understanding, but be babes in evil. But you need to grow up.
弟兄姊妹，光有这个心智还不够。
However, brothers and sisters, it's not enough yet to only have this mindset.
更重要的，我们要有一个什么心智？
Now, what's more crucial is that we need to have a certain kind of mindset. What is this?
就是奉献的心智。
That is the mind.
我们刚刚看见的这个罗马书的第六章。
Now, in Romans chapter 6, we just read.
这里讲到奉献。
Here it speaks of presenting yourself.
因为我们知道罗马书的第六章、第七章、第八章都讲到成圣，对不对？
We know Romans 6, 7, and 8, they all speak of sanctification.
前面的第三、第四、第五都讲到称义，对不对？
Now chapter 3, 4, 5 of the Romans speak of justification.
但是这个义怎么样能够住在我们的里面呢？
But how can this justification dwell in us?
那这个义能够活出来呢？
Can the justification actually flow out from us?
那就是第六章、第七章、第八章讲的那个成圣。
And this is what's been spelled out in 6, 7, and 8 about sanctification.
能够把基督能够从我们身上能够活出来。
So this sanctification can flow out from us.
这是叫成圣。
And this is called being sanctified.
但是这个成圣一开始就讲到了奉献。
However, in the very beginning of this process of sanctification, it speaks of this presenting yourself.
这里是讲到我们奉献我们的肢体。
It speaks of consecrating our members.
把你们的肢体不要献给罪做不义的器皿。
Do not present the members of your body as instruments of unrighteousness.
倒要想从死里复活，把自己献给神，把你的肢体献给义的器皿，献给神。
But as being alive from the dead, first present yourself to God, then the members of your body as instruments of righteousness to God.
弟兄姊妹，到其实这个第二，我们这后面三章我们都知道插进去的。第九、第十页。
And we know that the chapter 9, 10, and 11 are being inserted in the book.
到了第十二章连下去，其实第六章可以连在第十二章的。
Actually, could just connect from chapter 6 right to 12.
这里讲到把我们全人献给主。
And in chapter 12, it speaks of the offering of our whole being to the Lord.
奉献给主做什么？
For what purpose?
很多人一讲到奉献，就讲到我们做传道人需要奉献。
Whenever we think of offering yourself to the Lord, we would think of offering yourself to
the Lord. 一讲到奉献，我们就想到钱财上的奉献。
Or think of a financial contribution.
但是在这里我们没有注意到，这个奉献是把你的肢体，把你的全人。奉献给神。
But little do we notice that here the presenting consecration speaks of your whole being.
奉献给神做什么？
For what purpose to present yourself to him?
让神来用你。
So that he could use you.
让神在你身上做工。
So that he could work in you.
我们都是泥巴，让我们这一块泥巴能够交给神，让他来塑造我们。
We are all clay. Give this clay to him so he could.
我刚刚念的耶利米书第十八章，神要怎么做，他就怎么做。
In Jeremiah we just read, whatever God wants to make out of the clay, that he will do.
我多愿意顺服。
Whatever he wants to do with me, I will be subject.
当然，尼巴他是没有意志的，没有感情的，他也没有心思意念，他要叫窑匠怎么做就怎么做，他不会反抗，不会有抗议的。
A clay has no mind, no thought, no emotion, no will, and it will never object itself.
我们是有意志的，我们是有情感的，我们有很丰富的情感，我们有很坚定的意志。
However, we do have this will, very steadfast will, and we also have this abundant emotion.
所以什么叫奉献?
So what is to
consecrate? 奉献就是对神说我愿意, 很简单。
Simply saying to the Lord, very simple, Lord, I am willing.
我愿意把我交在你的手中。
I'm willing to offer myself.
让你来塑造我们, 让你来修剪我们, 让你来破碎我们, 让你来摧毁我们。
So that you will form me, prune me, and destroy me to build me up.
神要先得到你的同意。
First, God would get a confirmation.
你要同意神才能够在你身上做工。
You have to agree first, then God will work in you.
今天为什么有弟兄姊妹三年五年信主，哎呀，他就长大了，很成熟，很属灵，能够服侍神，成为有用的器皿。
Why is a certain brother and sister that after the believing in the Lord 3 or 5 years, they seem to be very spiritual and really grown up?
但是为什么有些圣徒们，他的确是重生的，但是20年、30年，他还是没有长大，还是不能被神有作用。
Now, in contrast to other brothers and sisters who have believed in the Lord for 20 plus years, still they cannot be used by God because they haven't grown.
我想关键就在这里。
And I believe this is a very critical point.
他没有过这个奉献的关，没有走上这条奉献的路。
That they have never gone through this threshold of consecration.
奉献的路就设计被十字架跟随主。
And this way of consecration is simply to take up the cross to follow him.
我想这个区别就在这个地方。
And I believe this is where the distinguishing lies.
弟兄姊妹，我们信，因着信，我们得到了神所为我们在救赎里预备的一切。
Brothers and sisters, by faith we have obtained everything that's been prepared in our redemption.
我们得到生命。
We have received this life.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But beloved,
你要这个生命能够活出来。
For this life to actually live out.
你要能够享受这个生命。
For you to enjoy it.
你必须奉献。
You have to consecrate yourself.
你不奉献，你不能享受这个生命。
Without this offering to God, you will never enjoy your life.
你也没办法活出这个生命。
Nor will you live out it.
因为神不能在你身上做工。
Because God can never work in you.
你还是那个老旧的我。
You're still your old self.
充满着自己，充满着肉体，充满着天然。
Filled with this natural life yourself, the flesh.
你还是个婴孩，还是个小孩，你的心思像小孩，意念像小孩，所做的也像小孩，每一样东西表态的都是小孩的样子。
You are still an infant, a babe. You still think, you reason like a child. Everything you do is childish.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们不能活出这个生命来。
So brothers and sisters, how can we live out this life?
奉献何等重要。
This is so crucial.
并且你不能享受这个生命。
And the more important is you cannot enjoy it. It is so important.
弟兄姊妹，我们信得到生命，我们只有奉献才能够享受这个生命，你知道吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know this? By faith we receive this life, but by consecration you will enjoy it.
哎呀，今天多少神的儿女没有办法享受这个。
And today so many of God's children can never enjoy this life.
哎呀，我们教会这些这个婴孩还是不少了。
In my congregation, there are many infants in the Lord.
哎呀，最近公司都要 lay off.
Recently, there were are a lot of layoffs.
哎呀，我们一个姊妹，哎呀，她的担心的连饭都吃不下，觉都睡不着，每一天都头疼啊。
One sister who is so worried that he couldn't eat, couldn't sleep, even have this constant headache.
你不能说他没有重生。
You would never say she has never been born again.
是她有了生命了。
Yes, she does have the
life. 但是没有享受到这个生命。
But yeah, she has never enjoyed it.
所以主耶稣在这个约翰福音十章说，我来是叫羊得生命，还要得到更丰盛的生命。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus says in John 10 that I've come to give life to you so that you could have the life more abundant.
Amplify 这个翻译的好。Amplify 这个翻译一本
了。Amplified version has better translation.
这个句话可以翻译到不单是有丰盛的生命，能够 enjoy the life.
Its rendering is like this: not only would you have this abundant life, but also you can enjoy it.
能够 enjoy 这个 life.
Enjoy this life.
哎呀，今天多少那个小孩一样的这个基督徒，他们享受不到生命，他没有奉献。没有长大，没有成人。
So many of the infant-like Christians could not enjoy their lives because they haven't grown up, they haven't consecrated themselves to God.
我刚刚讲的像这样一个姊妹，你想她有没有 enjoy 这个 life?
The sister I just mentioned, do you suppose she could enjoy her life?
这样的担忧 为什么这样担忧？为什么这样的害怕呢？
With this much of worrying and this much of fear.
并且一个小孩子，你知道最容易什么？容易受伤的。
You know, a child is so easily hurt.
属灵的孩子，属灵上的一个婴孩是最容易被人家受伤的。
So likewise, a spiritually young child could easily be hurt.
因为他太自高自大了。
Because this person might be very proud and arrogant.
一个属肉体的，他总是。以我为中心，自我为中心的。
He who is flesh is always self-centered.
他总是感觉人对不起他，人伤害了他，人亏欠了他。
He or she always feels being hurt that other people have rubbed him or her the wrong way. They were wrong, have wronged him.
所以小孩子最容易发脾气，最容易哭的。稍微有一点不满足他，他马上就吵打，马上就闹，这就是婴孩。
So with children, once there is something dissatisfying to this child would right away throw a temper tantrum.
他从来没有感觉到自己亏欠人，自己对不起人，自己伤害了人，他没有感觉的。
They would never feel that it is they who have wronged others. They had hurt others.
体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的就是平安，就是生命。你想象一个体贴肉体的婴孩。他就是死的光景，你知道是一个痛苦还是喜乐？
A spiritually young child is mindful of the flesh, therefore there is death. Otherwise, a spiritually grown child would be mindful of the spiritual things, and there is peace.
是平安还是安息，还是没有平安没有安息？
Do you have peace or rest?
婴孩没有平安没有安息的。
A spiritually young child would never have that.
哎呀，正像这个彼得来到主耶稣面前，问主耶稣说：“我的兄弟弟兄得罪了我七次，我赦免了他七次，够不够？”主耶稣说：“不是七次，是多少？七十个七次。”
Just as Peter came to the Lord Jesus and asked him that, "My brother has wronged me seven times. Is it enough for me to forgive him seven times?" And the Lord Jesus says, "No, it is 77."
你想想，到底是。安德烈伤害了彼得可能呢还是彼得伤害安德烈可能
Now think of this, which is more possible? Is it Peter wrong Andrew or the other way around?
我想一定是彼得容易伤害安德烈他的兄弟
I believe it's more possible that Peter had wronged his brother Andrew
但是我们知道当西门还没变成彼得的以前他是非常受肉体的是一个自高的以己为中心的骄傲自大的愿意做头的
Now before Simon became Peter we know he is proud and arrogant he's self-centered he always wanted to take the spotlight
弟兄姊妹你就看到得不到安息
Brothers and sisters
他不能享受这个生命
You see a person like
this 他常常被许多的事物人被捆绑起来了
Would never enjoy this life enjoy the peace he's so much bound by so many things
不得释放不得自由你看他有没有享受这个生命
He did not have this freedom could not be released from life
所以神要我们奉献实在来说是叫我们得着啊
So for God to say to consecrate ourselves to him it's for us to gain him
得着哪一个生命的享受啊
To gain the enjoyment of the life
虽然奉献是交出来给一个信是得着这个奉献应该是交给神
Although by faith means you have gained something and by consecration seems that you were giving out something
其实你是得着了
But on the contrary you
那就是我们刚刚念的耶利米书第二十四章我们
And that's what Jeremiah 24 we just read
当这些以色列百姓愿意顺服神交在神手中对付破碎的时候他们得着益处
When the Israelites are willing to obey God offering themselves to God to be dealt withthen they actually receive all the good in return.
神相反的恩待他们。
On the contrary, God have been good to them.
神让他们能够回转认识耶和华是谁，让他们能够享受他们的那一个丰盛的那个生命。
God made them to return to know who the Lord is, and then they could enjoy that abundant life.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们都知道奉献，我们得着是因着信。
Brothers and sisters, we all know this that by faith we gain.
但是奉献呢
By consecration
是因着爱因着爱
It is because of love
这个爱太重要了
And this love is so important
一个没有被神的爱摸倒的抓住的他很难奉献
A person who has never been touched and seized by God's love will never consecrate
反过来一个被神的爱抓住的摸倒的很难不把自己奉献给
And to reverse it A person who has been seized and who has been touched by God's love would definitely, it's even harder for him.
所以保罗说,
therefore, Paul says that it is God's love that compels
us.
How could Paul totally consecrate himself?
因为神的爱激励了我,
because he says that God's love compels us, and I judge thus that for one died for all died.
哎呀，这里一个想字太重要，一个想。
And here he said, I judge or I consider this.
多少时候我们要好好地想神的恩，神的爱在我们身上。
So many times we have never thought well through of God's grace and God's love.
每一次的薄饼，神就是叫我们能够思想，能够思想神的爱。
At every breaking bread, God wants us to truly think, to consider
his love.
And through this bread and cup, God wants to compel us to rise up to consecrate ourselves. Not forgetting that we are God's chosen vessel to become a useful one. To become the very materials to build up the church. To fulfill God's eternal purpose.
哎呀，你看看这个以色列百姓最后还有几分钟，我想。 我们上一次我同弟兄们提了这个出埃及记第25章，他们这个甘心乐意的把他们所有从埃及带出来的财宝都奉献给神，甘心乐意的。他们为什么会这样甘心乐意的奉献？
Being that I still have a few minutes, I want to share with you. Last time I mentioned all the Israelites freely out of their heart to bring all this gold and silver precious things to the Lord. Why they could become freely offering their offerings and from their heart. Now this is in the third month after they left Egypt. And they were actually in honeymoon. Just as the newlyweds after they just got get married, they're filled with love. Just as the wife would be totally giving herself to the husband. And likewise, the husband treats the wife the same way. Therefore, as you read Jeremiah chapter 2,
当我念耶利米第二章，我想来想去，这一段话到底是指着。 什么一个时候?
As I read chapter 22, I often meditate on exactly what this verse refers to. Chapter 2 of Jeremiah.
第二章耶利米书，你去看一看，我们没有时间念了。
Now Jeremiah chapter 2, read it as we do not have time.
耶和华神对着摩西说，你们去对以色列百姓喊叫说。
Now the Lord says to Jeremiah, go and cry in the hearing of Jerusalem.
还叫什么呢?
What would he be crying about?
他说他们的恩爱和婚姻的爱情就是在旷野没有耕种的田地，他们跟随我，我记得。The
Lord says, the kindness of your youth, the love of your betrothal, when you went after me in the wilderness, in the land unsown, I remember.
底下说，他们归耶和华为圣，当作出所的田财献给神，归给神。Now
he continues to say, Israel was holiness to the Lord, the first fruits of his increase belonging to God.
把所有的最好的都交给神。
They have given the very best to the Lord.
哎呀，你就看到这段时间他们是何等对着神的恩爱。神说我没有忘记过你。
And you can see what is the devotion of their love to the Lord during this period of time. And God says, I have never forgotten it.
弟兄姊妹，这段是讲什么时候的？
Brother and sister, what this passage refers to?
我想我查来查去。 只有出埃及记第25章给我们看见。
As I look it up over the in the Bible, only chapter 25 Exodus speaks of this.
他们把所有的都奉献给神。
They have offered all they had to God.
他们爱神，神爱他们。
They love God, and God loved them.
他们为着神要建造一个会幕，让神能够居住在。
For God, they wanted to build this tabernacle so God could dwell among them.
所以神对他们说，使我能够居住在你们中间，为我造一个会幕。所有奉献上来的东西，大部分都是用在这个建造会幕中间。Therefore,
God said to them, make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. All the offerings they offered were basically for the purpose of building this tabernacle.
愿主的爱时时刻刻地激励我们。May
the Lord's love continuously moment and moment encourage us.
让我们甘心乐意的。
So freely with the heart.
不但是把你的肢体，把你的全人。
Not only would you present your members to your body to him, but your whole being. By the mercies of God, I present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God.
你们如此侍奉是理所当然的。
And this is your reasonable service.
巴不得我们开始过这个关，走这条路。
If only we could all cross over this threshold and walk in this way.
交给神，让神来工作在我们身上。
Offer yourself to God so He could work in you.
我们是他手中的工作。
We are the workmanship in His hands.
是在基督里已经做成的。
Created in Christ.
我们要成为一个杰作，精美的杰作艺术品。
We will become the exquisite masterpiece. The artifact in God's hand, and we will become an exceedingly beautiful hymn to reveal Him.
神要写着教会,
now, through the church,
是天上执政的、掌权的、得知神百般的智慧。
He will make known the manifold wisdom of His to all the principalities and the powers in the heavenly places.
神要写着教会,
by the church.
展览他的那个无穷的智慧。
He will display His infinite wisdom.
这个百般的智慧，这个原文希腊文原文，这是一个非常大的一个范围啊。
Now this manifold wisdom in its Greek rendering, it speaks of this great infinite confine.
多方多面的智慧啊，无穷的智慧啊。
This is infinite boundless wisdom. It's multifaceted.
各种形式、各种层次、各种角度来表示神的那个智慧，写作教会。
Now it simply comes in various angles, perspectives, and it comes in various dimensions to reveal God's wisdom through His church.
哎呀，巴不得我们的教会能够早日的建造起来，满有长成基督长成的生命。
If only the church could, our church could be quickly built up to attend to the measure of the stature of the fullness of God.
但愿在我们在座的每一个神的儿女都愿意从今天开始把自己奉献给。
If only each one of us sitting here, starting from today, consecrate yourself to God.
让我们早日的那个长大成熟，变化更新。
So that sooner we could grow up to be transformed, to be renewed.
让我们百姓各安各职，照着各体的功用，彼此服侍，叫身体健壮，在爱中能够建立我们自己。So
that each part, so the whole church will be built up by what every part, every joint supplies, according to the effective working when each part does its share. So the church will grow up, will have the edification of love in itself.
我们低头祷告。
Your head bowed, please, let's pray.
主啊，人的话何等不完全！
Oh Lord, how imperfect man's words are!
何等软弱零碎！
And how weak and how fragmented they are!
主，愿你圣灵！
Lord, may your Holy Spirit
能够点火你每一句话，
will kindle every word of yours
能够存在我们的心中，
so that you will dwell in our hearts
我们能够答应你的呼召。
We will answer to your calling.
感谢主，你创世以前就拣选了我们。
Lord, we thank you for you have chosen us before the foundation of the world.
不是我们拣选你，是你拣选了我们。
It's not we've chosen you, but you chose us.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
你使我们成圣，叫我们称义。
You have justified us and sanctified us.
主，你让我们成为你的器皿。
Lord, you make us your vessels.
你要用作这个器皿来彰显你的荣耀。
And you will use these vessels to manifest your glory.
让你的名声，让你的称颂，让你的荣耀。
So that your name will be glorified.
愿你的教会能够被建造起来。
We pray that your church will be built up.
能够长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
We'll grow up. We'll attend to the measure of the stature and fullness of Christ.
主啊，我们都是你耕种的田地，都是你建造的房屋，求你继续的耕种，继续的建造。
Lord, we are your field, your house. May you continue to plant. May you continue to build up.
我们愿意在你的审判的路上，我们能够遇见你。
So that we will meet with you on the way of your judgment.
你来摧毁，来毁坏。
You will come to break down, to destroy.
你来拔出,
you will plug up.
为了建造, 为了栽种,
So that you could build us up and to plant us.
我们是你所种的栽植，是你手中的工作。
We are the branch of your planting, the work of your hand.
为了使你得到荣耀。
So that you could be glorified.
但愿施主般恩典的神在基督里召我们得享永远的荣耀。
May the God of all grace who have called us unto his eternal glory.
叫我们战胜苦难以后，要亲自的成全我们，建造我们，加力量给我们，愿。荣耀全能都归给你。
After the trials, you will perfect us, build us up, and establish. May all the glory and honor to you.
从今时一直到永永远远。
From this time and on, forever and ever.
让你在教会中得到荣耀，在教会中，在基督里得到荣耀，直到世世代代。
In the church by Christ Jesus, forever and ever.
我们将祷告祈求。
We pray and ask.
因耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.